soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Great is thy faithfulness. right here on My Gospel Bar.
There were times in my life, yeah, I did not do what you asked me to, but Lord, many, many, many times before, Lord, you have forgiven me, yes. Even when I'm wrong, Lord, you still open doors for me, yeah.
Greatest
you are doing, praise God. And he's faithful. Yes, he is. Amen. Even when we are not faithful, he's faithful. Amen. I mean, making a way out of no way, praise God. Amen. And sometimes we feel like he's not showing up, but if you just look around, you can really, really see the blessing of God. Sometimes we're just not paying attention. We're just not listening, praise God. We're just not looking, praise God. Amen. Because we're so bent out of shape for the things that we want, praise God. Amen. Not realizing that God has put holes on our back and food on our table. I just want to read a post I put on Facebook, and it says, "Why wait for a church service? Shout and dance right now. His presence is evident in your life. He is your Savior, your Redeemer. He is so wonderful. He healed you, delivered you. Praise him for his goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then another post I put, and it's just to encourage your spirit. Praise God. It says, God is blessing you right now where you are right now. Take a look around. The Lord is feeding you, clothing you, covering you. He woke you up this morning. It's the simple things, the little things, the routine things that we take for granted, that we really should be giving God the glory for. Grateful. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. It's praising time. And I know a lot of us can't agree with that. Sometimes we're so caught up in this world, caught up with the things that we need, till we forget to praise and we forget, wait a minute, he woke me up. I wouldn't be able to worry or complain if he hadn't woke me up. I wouldn't be able to say, oh, my leg hurt if I didn't have feeling, if I didn't have that. Come on now, we got to thank him. We got to get in the spirit of thanksgiving. The word of God saying, all things give thanks. And all things give thanks, praise God. Do you know how many things can be turned around in your life if you just give him thanks? Hallelujah. Amen. I know I talk about a lot of thanksgiving. Lord, thanksgiving, praise God. Thanksgiving. God, amen, is doing some great and miraculous things in your life, praise God. As we watch the news, we can tell, amen, glory to God, that God has spared us, that God has worked miracles, that God has done and is doing great things in our lives because he has allowed death to pass over our dwelling. But at the same time, praise God, amen, we still can pray for one another. We still, amen, can stand in the gap for somebody else that's going through right now. Praise God, amen. So I just want to encourage today, instead of complaining, instead of, amen, worrying, praise God, about things that you cannot change, amen, it's going to take God to change anyway. Praise God, give it over to him. Let it go, let it loose, hallelujah, and begin to praise him, amen. I dare you to get around in your household. Get around in your house, amen, and just break the unseen chains that's on your life. Sometimes we feel burdened down, we feel heavy, and we feel locked up and closed in. And let me tell you something, just a sporadic praise moment, just a praise party, just before you know it, you've got to run it through your house saying, thank you, Lord, jumping up. I'm talking about genuine praise, praise God. And I promise you, amen, you'll forget about the things, amen, that are not being done. And you'll begin to, listen, your joy will be restored. Your faith in God will be renewed and refreshed, praise God. Just giving him the glory for who he is. For who he is, praise God, amen. I'm encouraged in my spirit on today because, God, let me tell you something, amen. And I'm not just talking, but God is a good God. You know, it's some things we go through in life, we don't understand why we go through it. And we think we got it figured out. Amen. We think we got it figured out when we think our head is above water. We think we know why we went through it now. We think we have discovered, amen, glory to God, why this had to happen and that had to happen. Hey, listen, his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. You will never be able to figure out God. But it's one thing that he wants us all to know, without a shadow of a doubt, praise God, that we have the victory. We have the victory, praise God, and there is nothing anyone can do about that. Listen, the enemy can come and he can hold it up, he can hinder it, praise God, but amen, he didn't send that blessing, so he can't stop it from hitting your household, from hitting your finance. He can't stop it. He can slow it down. He can throw a hindrance in there, praise God, or like they say, a monkey wrench, praise God. He can throw, but guess what? Amen. It's going to get worked out. It's going to get worked out, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have to understand it. I don't care what it looks like. Begin to tell your problems, amen. I serve a God that's much bigger than you, praise God. Amen, and I don't care what you're trying to make it look like. I know that God says that I have the victory. Glory to God. Amen. We want to now let you know what's going on in your weather, praise God. The tip right now is 78 degrees, amen, and you're joining me. I'm located here in Houston, Texas. Y'all know this is Pastor Jay. So welcome to the show, My Gospel Soul Central. Amen. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Jesus Return celebration. Amen. Given by Purality, praise God. I had a wonderful time. I took my family, praise God, my children out there, my mother, and we had a glorious time in the Lord. So we're going to get ready for that, praise God. We're going to get ready for that. Hallelujah. I mean the weather, praise God. Amen. All right. Now, for those of you, listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. Sinuses, look, I didn't develop sinus issues until like that until I turned 35 last year. Y'all say, how do you keep those? Because I know I started having issues with pollen and all kinds of stuff. I thought I was, listen, thought I had a cold, thought I was messed up because I was so up from the flow up, praise God, and find out that I was getting introduced to sinuses. Hallelujah. But amen, I'm going to let you know what's going on in your weather. Just be prepared out there, praise God, and I pray your strength and love for those fellow sinus experiences, amen. Understand, praise God, amen. I feel your pain, praise God. All right, today is mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. That means that it's raining in some places, not all places, praise God. So some of you may be experiencing a little bit of a couple of thunderstorms. Now, it's going to be breezy, highs in the lower 80s, southeast winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour. The chance of rain is 20% in the afternoon. All right, tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms. Southeast winds will be from 15 to 25 miles per hour. It's going to be, blowing y'all. Amen. So be careful out there. Breezy, lows around 70 and a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday is showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning. Then thunderstorms and showers likely in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may be severe in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of rain is 60% in the morning, increasing 70% in the afternoon. Praise God. And when you tune in tomorrow, we'll give you the forecast, amen, for the rest of your work week. We missed Monday, praise God, but we did upload a rebroadcast. So we made sure that you have had something to listen to on yesterday. Once again, to God be the glory for the great things that he has done, praise God. We're doing a sound check, so if you hear reverb, that's just us doing a sound check. Praise God, because we want to make sure that all our listeners can hear us real good. Hallelujah. So we're doing a sound check. Bear with us just for another moment. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. So now at this moment, praise God, we're getting ready to share about the Jesus Return Celebration. We were out there with Purality, Baby V and Young Blizzle, amen, had a wonderful time with the people of God. And I'm just here to tell you, you know, I took my mom out there, I took my children out there, and when I tell you, it was a celebration. It was a celebration. It was praise dancers, praise God. We had gospel rappers. We had singers, young and older, praise God. Seasoned seniors, praise God. Out there just blessing God at the park, praise God. Amen. loudspeakers, praise God. The police was eating barbecue. Hallelujah. Amen. And we were having a good, good time in the Lord. So I want to just, we had, now, some of the guests I want to talk. Now, my niece's song, praise God, it blessed me. This song, I Feel Like Going On. Y'all know that's my song. Hallelujah. This song, I Feel Like Going On. It was, they had Rev Rob out there and Kay Moore, my sister, my love. I love her, y'all. Amen. When I first met Kay Moore, praise God, she came to my home, sat down. Amen. We had an event we had to go to, and she sat down. Amen. Her and her beautiful daughter, and we had a good time talking about the Lord. It is wonderful when saints come together and can talk about the goodness of God. Who he is, amen, how wonderful, amen, he is, glory to God, and how sharing the desire to win souls and do kingdom work, praise God, really blessed me, truly a woman of God. I'm going to play a little bit by Kay Moore a little later on as well. Purality, praise God, a married couple, we played a ministry clip of them on our show before, praise God, and also some of their music. But I'm telling you, purity is, when you hear a husband and wife team, a power couple in the kingdom, glory to God, two a man and woman of God that really, truly were God sent, and when God put it together, amen, glory to God, amen. And I'm talking about on the moon, Christ. Amen. And every time I see them, praise God, amen, moving about and doing what God tells them to do and just humble, praise God, the heads are not big and, you know what I mean, they're not arrogant, amen, and they're not seeking after fame, praise God. They are really out there with the message, amen, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, praise God, also, for those that are in a backslidden state, you know, they're just out there genuinely building God's kingdom, praise God, through love and compassion and truth. But sometimes, amen, we get out and we share the gospel, amen, or we share our testimony, praise God, but we don't complete it. We got to tell the people the truth, praise God, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, and God is so awesome that it doesn't matter what you have done or where you have been or what you have gone through in your life, amen, he is there, praise God, he's right there, he will clean you up, he will lift you up, he will turn your life around, praise God, all you have to do is be willing, amen, try Jesus. Listen, I heard when I was coming up, praise God, y'all know I always have flashbacks, hallelujah. Some people say, how old are you really? Well, I'm really 36, hallelujah. But I was raised, praise God, the first parts of my life, we was spent on a farm, praise God, hallelujah. We went to a church with wood floors, pews, praise God, amen, a drum beat and some tambourines, glory to God, and a keyboard player, praise God, that know how to get with you, praise God, when it's time to get your praise up. Hallelujah. Amen. And it was a song-based song, praise God, have you tried my Jesus? He's all right. Have you tried my Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. Hallelujah. He's all right. See, sometimes, amen, it's just that simple phrase. I don't want to offer you something, amen, that you haven't tried. I want to just say, try it. Hallelujah. Try it. Glory to God. Amen. Try it for a week. Trying for a month, hallelujah, glory be to God, amen, trying out, hallelujah, trying, testing, trying out, hallelujah, and I promise you, glory to God, amen, your life will never be the same again, glory to God, your faith, hallelujah, sometimes, amen, that's how we need to tell somebody, try, I know him to be this, I know him to be a wonderful counselor, I know him to be the Prince of Peace,
I know him, amen, to be a healer. I know him to be a deliverer. Have you tried my Jesus? Hallelujah. He's all right, glory to God. Amen. So I encourage you today, amen. Like I said, the Jesus return celebration was wonderful. Got a chance to see Pastor Perry out there. She has a church in Baytown, praise God, amen. And forgive me, praise God. I've been kind of sick, amen. But I know that her church, amen, is in Baytown. I'll be working on getting that address. Praise God, they're doing some wonderful things in deliverance, praise God. And then we're also, amen, I saw Evangelist Gail out there, praise God. Gail Johnson, I mean, anointed to praise the Lord, anointed to worship him through song and to praise him through song and to ignite a fire in the people of God. And I'm excited about what God is doing in her life because I also had the opportunity to watch her on TBN. God has blessed the woman of God to be able to share her music and her and the word on TBN. Praise God. God is doing the work if you hold on and be faithful to the little bit that he gives you. He'll bless you. The overflow is coming, praise God. I also got to see one of my brothers I hadn't seen in a couple of years. His name was Brother Terry Owens, praise God. He's from Prodigal Son, amen. Prodigal Son. Now, listen. This man of God can sing. If you go to my Facebook page, I got a picture with him tagged in it, praise God. And if you want him to come out and sing and bless, listen, I'm not talking about put on a show. Hallelujah. I'm talking about sing under the anointing and the power of God. Amen. Will bless your life, glory to God. So, amen. Go to my Facebook page. It's Terry Owens. He's tagged in the picture. Praise God, on my Facebook page, praise God. So is, we have Gail Johnson, praise God, and more information on her as well, glory to God. And then Rev Rob, praise God, he came in with his record label, praise God, and they did a wonderful job lifting up the mighty name of Jesus through gospel rap. God is using them, praise God, in mighty ways, praise God, to encourage the youth. Amen, to give their lives to Christ. And we got to remember, you know, whatever tool God allows us to use to win the youth to Christ, let's make sure that we care about their souls, that we're not just attracting them, but then a couple of weeks later we got to go get them again. We want to get them in the kingdom for real, praise God. So we need to be concerned not just about drawing them, praise God, but we need to make sure it's signed, sealed, and delivered, praise God. Signed, sealed, and delivered, praise God. Amen. So follow up with those. Amen. If you're an artist and you're listening today, praise God, even if you are a minister, a singer, or a praise dancer, and someone was born to the kingdom through your ministry, praise God, call them and check on them and make sure that they are still holding on to God. Pick them up and take them to church with you. If you don't have transportation, tell your pastor, praise God. Somebody wants to come to church. Somebody wants to be close to the fire, praise God, amen. We got to make sure, praise God, that we ain't reeling them in and then just letting them die, praise God, on the bank of the river. If you're going to go fishing, praise God, you're going to take that fish home. Amen. You don't want to go out there fishing, then leave the fish on the side of the beach or the pond or something to die. Glory to God. If it dies, praise God, you want it to die the right way. Hallelujah. But some people come to Christ, hallelujah, and because nobody nurtured them, because somebody did the proper work after their soul was won to the kingdom, that person is back out there, amen, back out there in the street, praise God. Back in the lifestyle of sin. Why? Because nobody did the complete work. Praise God. And want to give a shout out, amen, to Purality and tell them I love y'all. Praise God. Amen. And I keep on doing what God tells you to do. Amen. There was a lot of other ministers out there as well. Praise God. I can't quite remember everyone's name, but I enjoyed myself. Glory to God, amen, as well as my children and my mother, Sister Pam. She accompanied me out there, praise God, and took some wonderful pictures. Again, you can go to Facebook and check out a couple of them. We got a couple of more pictures coming, amen, that had to do with that event. Praise God, amen. I want you to be encouraged, amen. I mentioned Kay Moore earlier. I told you I was going to play something about Kay Moore, so let's get to that. Amen. Again, thank you for listening to My Gospel Soul. Keep it locked right here. This is Kay Moore. Then I'm resilient, y'all. I bounce back.
I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back. I'm resilient, so I don't let nothing keep me down. See a smile on my face after somebody's made me frown. I snap back to being me, spending time with family, playing ball, standing tall, praising capital G-O-D. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I fall short of God's glory. I take my eyes off the problem and all the things he had for me. My spirit is so willing, but my flesh gets weak. At times, I don't think before I choose to speak. That's when I pray and repent, then I feel restored with the joy that I have when I'm serving the Lord. Then I'm shielded from the enemy's attack. He can't keep me down. I bounce back, I bounce back. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back. My life is filled with many things, some good and some bad. Some things made me happy, other things made me mad. Some things made me weak, some things made me strong. Sometimes I done right, sometimes I done wrong. Yeah, through it all, I've been like a rubber band. When I was stretched by the enemy, I popped his hand. Got back into place, stand under the grace. That's why you see me walk around with a smile on my face. I make a choice to be happy and to live a great life. To be a strong Christian mother and a loving wife. Be a true friend to others, and I make this pact. If I ever get down, I bounce back, I bounce back. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back.
If Satan tries to get you down, bounce back, y'all. If there's mess all around, bounce back, bounce back. If you lost your jaw, bounce back, y'all. If this life gets too hard, bounce back, bounce back. If you lost your house, bounce back, y'all. Or divorce your spouse, bounce back, bounce back. No matter what you've been through, bounce back, y'all. God will see you through, so bounce back, bounce back.
I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I'm resilient, so I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back, y'all. I bounce back.
Bounce back, bounce back, ayy. Bounce back, bounce back, ayy. Bounce back, bounce back, ayy. Bounce back. Bounce back, bounce back, ayy. Bounce back, bounce back, ayy. Bounce back, bounce back.
More say, I'm resilient. I bounce back. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that's my testimony. Praise God. Now, sometimes it don't feel like that. Oh, glory. Amen. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Praise God. Amen. Kay Moore, praise God. Blessed us with that song, I'm resilient. Let that be your testimony. Let that be your confession, praise God, because I know it's not easy every time to bounce back quick as, you know, as quick, praise God, but hey, guess what? If you lean and depend on Jesus, amen, he'll make everything all right. Sunday, hallelujah, Sunday,
We had a wonderful time in the Lord. We had a wonderful time lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God. Want to just say hello to Deacon Marquise and his beautiful family, praise God, that came out. Amen. And we had a good time in the Lord. And we also, Pastor preached a marvelous word. Marvelous word. And we had a good time, praise God. It's something about fellowshipping with the saints. Glory to God. But if something pressing on me, praise God, God told me to begin to share, praise God. Usually when God begins to deal with me about something, and then it's because the people of God, some of the people of God lose focus, praise God. We lose focus, praise God. And I'm going to read a little bit, and then we're going to talk about it, amen. We're going to talk about it. The basis of it is being settled. What do I mean? I'm not talking about being settled in sin, being settled in. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting a church home, a covering, a pastor, getting settled. I mean, getting a place, a home. Listen, it is possible to be homeless in the gospel. That's not a good thing, y'all. That's not a good thing not to have a pastor, not to have a shepherd, not to have, you know, and yes, Jesus is a good shepherd, praise God. But guess what, amen, you need, he said, how can you hear without a preacher, praise God, how can he preach unless he be sent? You need to put yourself in a position, praise God, not where you're visiting churches, but you're somewhere where you can get fed, where you can receive the word of God, amen, where you can, and I always talk about Sunday school and Bible study, and in this day and time, we're doing quick stuff. We want quick stuff, praise God. We went from choir to praise team. We went from Bible study to the phone Bible study, you know, these type of things, amen. And I'm telling you, you need a sure foundation. You started off, I mean, my sister-in-law said this about relationships, praise God, which was an awesome, wise word. She said, you start it off the way that you want it to go. If you have just received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise God, then it's time to learn of him, praise God. I understand being preached to and getting the prophetic word and all this. But let me tell you something, praise God. If you're not in a church where you can get, you can learn that word, you can rightly divide it, study to show thyself approved, a workman. Amen. Glory to God. That means you got to get in there and learn, praise God. Learn of him. Glory to God. And find out. We talked about relationships a month ago, praise God. Getting a relationship with God, the only way to do that is through the word of God. And you got to find a church, praise God, that is teaching the word of God. Not just preaching the word of God, but teaching the word of God, amen. Teaching you, amen, the difference between heaven and hell and sin and righteousness, praise God, iniquity and wickedness. And instead of you just reading the scriptures talking about spiritual wickedness, for you to know what spiritual wickedness is, praise God, for you to understand in Galatians, praise God, the things, it's, listen, some people think there is nothing you can do, amen, glory to God, to not inherit the kingdom of God after you receive Jesus Christ. That's not true, praise God. You have to go to the book of Galatians, amen, and really read it for yourself, praise God. Yeah, grace covers us, praise God, amen. Grace covers and love covers and all of that, praise God. But you got to first pull the cover over you. How do you do that? You live this thing like it's shown enough is, praise God. You got to have a desire to want to know more about Jesus Christ, want to know his way, praise God. Amen. Some of us, amen, allow God's relationship with us to carry us, and we don't have a relationship with him, praise God. Amen. And you say, is it possible? Yes, it is possible. Have you ever seen two people, one of them is very head over heels in love with the other person, but the other person is not all that impressed with the person that's in love with them? That's a one-sided relationship, praise God. Amen. And when you want balance in your life, and you want God, you want
God, for sure, amen, to reign supreme in your life. Glory to God, that means that he's putting in and you putting in, glory to God. He got you and you got him, glory to God. It's not one-sided, amen. How do you learn of him? How do you get close to him? How do you have an intimate and true and strong relationship with him? Amen. You get in a position to be taught. A lot of us, amen, are running on fumes. We're running on empty, praise God. We're running out, amen. And then you end up in a burnout state, praise God. You end up in a place and you don't understand how you got there. You don't understand why you're weak and you're falling for things that you know are not God. You know, amen, it was sent by the enemy and you fall so easily for it. Well, let me tell you something, and I believe I said it before on the show. Whichever part of you that you feed the most, that's the one that's going to reign. Amen. If you feed your spirit man the most, praise God, your spirit man going to run things. If you feed your flesh the most, praise God, your flesh going to run things. Your flesh don't care if you go to church if you're not learning. Your flesh don't care. Come on now, hallelujah. That's how the devil is. Amen. With preachers, teachers, pastors, and everything. The devil don't care if a pastor has a mega ministry, if he knows that he got the pastor's private life. The devil don't care if you lay in hands. That's why the Lord say, that's why I say in his word, amen. There'll be some that stand before him and he'll say, depart from me, I know you not. And you're going to say, didn't I cast out demons in your name? Didn't I do this, that, and the other? He's going to say, but I never knew you. He told the Pharisees, he said, yeah, you talk with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. In other words, you got to, that word, when you get in his word, you get a part of a church that's teaching his word and teaching you the right way to go and that's nurturing, amen, and that's, listen, planting that word into your spirit, into your life, and that word is going in your ears, and you are absorbing everything that is the word of God. You can't help but to get a relationship with God. You can't help, amen, to have discernment of spirit. You can't help but to pray. You can't help but to praise God. You can't help but to sing. You can't help but to shout. You can't help but to have faith, praise God. You can't help it, praise God. But you have to, the word, amen, the word is what you need, glory to God, amen. Some people think they need a church. I got to be in a church with a good choir. Why? Glory to God, the choir is not going to get you to heaven. I mean, a good choir is awesome, but the choir is not going to get you. It's the word of God, hallelujah, amen. Some of you are, they got an awesome praise team over here. Praise God. And they go to church here, the praise team, when they leave out, they can't tell you what the pastor preached because they felt good, got a feeling during praise and worship. For some people, church is over after praise and worship because they go into the restroom, walking, doing whatever, you know. But you want to get in a Bible-based church, praise God, that's teaching the word, that's offering Bible study, that's offering classes. You get what I'm saying? Sunday school, praise God, even for your children. Amen. That's going to teach your children. That's going to guide, amen, them in the word of God. It's going to set them a foundation. When I was a child, praise God, I had a foundation. It was Sunday school, YPWW. Amen. I come out of the Church of God in Christ. We had classes, praise God, we attended. We learned that word. And we had to review what we learned. The teachers made sure we had those things in our spirit and we knew them, glory to God. And when I became an adult, even though I hadn't gave my life to Christ yet, guess what? I knew scripture. I knew word, hallelujah. And I knew enough that when my life, come on now, got turned upside down, I knew I could just try. I knew, Lord, I know where I need to go. I need to go try Jesus. I need to try Jesus. And some of us, amen, we're training up our children, and we need to understand that you give them a sure foundation. They may stray, praise God, amen, but guess what they're going to do? They're going to return. They're going to return because why? You set a solid foundation. Amen. A lot of parents are leaving their children at home. And you know, you going to church and you leaving your kids at home and they watching and doing any and everything. Praise God. Amen. Take your family to church. praise God. The father, the daddy, he leave out the house because nobody ready. He going to be on time for church. Don't let the enemy trick you like that, man of God. Listen, put your whole family in the car, praise God. Amen. Get that hour early and get them in the vehicle and get them to the house of God. Amen. Glory to God. Don't let nobody, amen, put you in a place where now going to church is not all that important because you could serve God at home. Don't let the devil trick you like that. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God, and I hope that something is being said, because in this day and time, we are allowing our children to dictate, and we're allowing our children to say what they're not going to do, I'm not going. I don't want to go. I don't want to this, that, and the other. But children are children for a reason, and you are the parent for a reason. And if you serve God, like Joshua says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So that means that if I'm leaving out for church, everybody needs to be in their places, in that vehicle, praise God. Amen, glory to God. So I'm just encouraging you today, amen. Make sure you are at a church, praise God, that is teaching the word, that's teaching your children the word, amen, that's helping you to build a solid foundation for your family. Praise God. I also want to speak to those, praise God, that have strayed away. You still attending church, but you know in your spirit you have strayed away from the path, praise God. And you haven't told anybody. You've been going doing church as usual. I want to encourage you today, amen, glory to God, to get restored. How do you do it? Amen. You don't have, some people think I got to openly stand up in front of everybody and tell them that I need to be restored because I'm, no, guess what? Your relationship is with God. Open up your word, and if you ask him to fill you again, if you ask him to restore you, if you ask him to refresh you, if you ask him, and then if God placed it on your heart, praise God, to stand and testify about being redeemed and restored and everything, then that's between you and God. But I'm telling you, right now where you sit, stand, and lay, God can restore you. God can restore unto you, praise God, that hunger and that thirst after righteousness. Hey, I'm a pastor. I've been there before as a pastor where I felt like, Lord, I done strayed away, praise God. But still doing church as usual, praise God. But I felt like I was not where I needed to be in him. And guess what? He said, well, it's just as simple as you saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, give me a refill. Lord, refill me. Lord, refresh me. Lord, restore me. Lord, and let me tell you something, praise God. It is something to feel a fresh anointing fall on your life, praise God, because that's who he is. He will pour out a fresh anointing over your life, praise God. Amen. God knows sometimes we were running on empty, running on fumes, praise God. But guess what? His hand is right there. He's waiting on you to say, Lord, I'm running on empty. Hallelujah. I need a touch from you. I need a word, glory to God. I need more of you and less of me. Hallelujah. I need you right now, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I promise you, your faith in God won't fail you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. It won't fail you. He will refill you, glory to God. He will restore you, glory to God. You don't have to be embarrassed because you are running on empty. Believe me, if you're sitting in church and you feel embarrassed because you can't feel the power of God, I promise you, somebody next to you, amen, in the same role, praise God, amen, in the same building, glory to God, is feeling the same exact way, praise God. So don't sit there and die and shrivel up, amen. Go to the fountain, amen. Get a drink from the fountain, amen. Get some of that living water, praise God. Don't sit back, amen. The man was laying by the pool, praise God, waiting for the water to be troubled. And Jesus showed up. He said, you waiting on the water to be troubled, but I am the troubling in the water. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus said, he's the troubling in the water, and he's right there. Glory to God. You waiting on something, but God say, I'm right here. All you got to do is reach out and grab me, praise God. All you got to do, amen, is embrace me. All you got to do is ask what you will, and I'll give it to you, glory to God. And that's all he's waiting on, amen. And I just want to encourage your spirit today, praise God. I'm going to read one more inspirational word to you, praise God. And then we're going to let go of the airways. I'm going to pray. And then we're going to let go of these airways, praise God, to join you on tomorrow at 1 p.m. We're doing the specials, our shows at 1 p.m. Amen. Throughout the next couple of months, praise God. And so make sure you got that logged in now. Now, listen, it says, I know that the children of God, amen, this is my post on Facebook, have had a blessed day. It says, I was sitting listening to Ernest Pugh saying, I need your glory, less of me and more of you. People of God, allow God to do a perfect work in your life. Be patient. Don't go so fast that you leave God behind. Remember, the race is not given to the swift, nor the strong, but to those that endure to the end. Trust where God has you now and bless his holy name, because guess what? The best is yet to come. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy on today. Amen. I pray for those that are listening that really desire a genuine, touch. Amen. Glory to God from you. Lord, I mean, they are seeking you as we pray right now. They are believing as we pray right now. They're opening up their heart. They're opening up their mind. Glory to God. And they are waiting from a touch from you, a refill, praise God. They're waiting for a fresh anointing, praise God. And as they begin that journey of purification, praise God, as they begin a fast, as they begin, praise God, whatever you have told them to do, amen, glory to God, we just touch and agree. We touch and agree right now in the spirit, believing, praise God, that you are answering their prayer, believing, praise God, that you are moving on their behalf. Lord, I'm praying for restoration for the household. I'm praying for restoration for the children. I'm praying for restoration for the wife, for the husband, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying for restoration for any extended family that may be in the household. Lord, I bind up worry and I bind up, praise God, every attack against finance right now in that household, that strain, amen, that stress. I bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord of God. Amen, hallelujah. And Lord, I ask, Father God, that wealth be deposited in that household. Oh, glory to God, I ask right now, Father God, that peace be deposited in that household. I ask right now, Father God, and I speak it, Lord of God, amen, to be so right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, because we know that you are not slack concerning your promises to us. And we thank you for it. We thank you for who you are. Amen. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. God bless you. Remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things, that's all things, y'all, are possible. And remember this, people of God, God will do exceedingly and more abundantly above all that you could ask or think. God bless you, and I'll talk to you on tomorrow.